The Forest Service's project manager, Delilah Brigham in Thorn Bay, said at first blush, this project does look big, but
we're looking at metering out timber harvest over 15 years. So yes, the project does offer a larger amount of old growth, but it's not going to be harvested all right now within 1 year.
The proposal envisions as much as 225 million board feet of old growth timber logged. That would dwarf the recent Big Thorn project, which was touted as offering nearly 150 million board feet of timber. And unlike Big Thorn, this proposal doesn't immediately identify specific areas to be logged. Rather, it covers a patchwork of Tongass National Forest lands on Prince of Wales and surrounding islands. But Brigham said the purpose remains the same, feed demand.
We had a wide variety of comments from different size mills across the project area, saying that their businesses rely on a steady supply of timber.
That's been met with skepticism. Pat Lavin is an Anchorage-based representative of Defenders of Wildlife, a national environmental group opposing the plan.
There's no evidence that anything would be milled locally, and that at least hasn't been the trend and isn't what one would expect out of this sale either. Most of the product has been exported, unfortunately, and that would probably continue.
The Forest Service also received pushback over concerns about commercial logging's effects on fish and wildlife habitat.
Prince of Wales Island has been the site of some of the most intense logging over the past several decades.
Austin Williams is with the Alaska chapter of Trout Unlimited.
The thrust of our comments were to encourage the Forest Service to really be mindful of impacts to fish and wildlife and to really find a way to move the timber program more towards young growth and away from this old growth logging.
The Forest Service had considered other alternatives. Tongass Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart is the official who signed off on this most aggressive logging plan. He's unfazed by criticism, saying controversy is part of the process.
You know, managing of competing interests from all the different programs and elements is always a challenge and always difficult.
The Forest Service will publish its draft decision on Saturday. That triggers a 45-day window for people to raise objections. The agency then reviews those comments before releasing its final decision. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.